With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Bill Clinton returning to Oklahoma City today for a remembrance ceremony. It was 30 years ago after the deadliest homegrown attack in American history. April 19th, 1995, a truck bomb exploded, destroying a nine-story federal building in the downtown area.
I know over the last 30 years, you are probably managing your losses better, but I know the pain has never gone away. I know you still miss the people you lost.
That bombing claimed the lives of 168 people, including 19 children. Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge telling the Trump administration to correct the record about fired employees. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has details.
A U.S. district judge in California ordered the administration to provide probationary workers who were let go in mass firings a written statement saying they were not terminated for poor performance. Judge William Alsup issued the order in a lawsuit filed by labor unions. He found that the Office of Personnel Management unlawfully ordered the firings and used the pretense of poor performance to do so. The judge found it was impossible for federal agencies to assess each worker's performance in only a matter of days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Supreme Court has temporarily blocked the deportations of any Venezuelans held in North Texas under an 18th century wartime law. Court directed the administration not to remove Venezuelans held in the Bluebonnet Detention Center. Transgender protesters marching today en masse in parts of central London. Demonstrations come after the Supreme Court that ruled a woman as someone born biologically female. This is SRN News. And now, some good news.
It comes from the Barna Group, a new poll that indicates 66% of Americans say they have made a personal commitment to Jesus that is still important in their life today. That's up 12% from just 4 years ago. And the report goes on to say that, quote, amongst the biggest drivers of the Jesus resurgence are young generations, particularly Generation Z and millennials. Since the pandemic, they have shown significant increases in commitment to Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
State Department issuing an appeal for its employees to report instances of anti-Christian bias that may have occurred during the Biden administration. That includes formal or informal actions due to opposition to vaccines or personal pronoun choice. Secretary of State Marco Rubio asked that staffers report any perceived discriminatory actions taken against Christians or any other employees. This is SRN News. Experts tend to focus on the kind of food that you eat to improve your health, but John Scott says experts also believe it's not exactly what you eat, but how you eat.
However, the speed at which you devour your dinner matters just as much. Scientists say you're eating too fast if you typically finish a regular-sized meal in less than 20 minutes. That means you could have a higher risk of obesity, swallow more air that leads to bloating, or have unchewed pieces of food lodged in your esophagus. Experts recommend slowing down by putting down your phone, turning off the TV, and focusing on the meal itself. John Scott reported.
President Trump's executive order to boost U.S. commercial fishing industry drawing praise from commercial fishing groups, while critics say cutting regulations will harm fish populations. But Mr. Trump says that his order will peel back regulations and open up harvesting in a much wider area. More details at SRNnews.com.